Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel. Here the Mishnah is going to tell us what happens right before the stoning starts. Mishnah says, Hayad ahok mi bet ha-sekila arba amot, when the person who was going to be put to death was 4 amot away from the place of stoning, mafshitin oto et begadav, they take all of his clothes off of him. The pasuk says, veragimu oto, that they should stone him. And the rabbis learn from here that the word him, oto, tells us that it has to be him, his actual body, and he can have no clothes on there. The reason for this halakha is we want to make sure that he has a very swift and quick death. We're nervous that he's going to suffer if the clothes there serve to pad him, and it's going to be longer suffering for him. So to prevent that extra suffering, the Torah tells us that his clothes have to be off of him when the stoning happens. Ha'ish mechasin oto milefanav, the man who is being stoned, they cover him in the front to cover him and spare him the embarrassment of being fully undressed. They don't want him to be more embarrassed than necessary, so they put a little cover right in front of him to cover his private area. Ha'isha milefaneha umeahareha, and the woman who's being stoned, they would cover her in the front and in the back. Both of those spots are considered to be a private area, and they also want to make sure that she doesn't get embarrassed, so they would cover that as well during the stoning. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, this is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. That's still considered to be without clothes. The little bit of clothes that they have on in front for the man and in front in the back for the woman are not considered to be real clothes. It's just to spare them that embarrassment. That is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Fully undressed, both the man and the woman, besides those little patches of clothing. V'hachamim omrim, the rabbis say, ha'ish niskal arom, only the man is stoned without clothes. V'en ha'isha niskelet aruma, but the woman is not stoned when undressed. She is fully clothed when she is stoned. We learn this out from the pasuk, according to v'hachamim. The pasuk says, v'ragemu oto, stone him. And we learned that that means there has to be no clothes, but it's only oto. The word oto is him, which the rabbis say refers to him, but not to a her. To a man, not to a woman. Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalid. Now we'll talk about what actually happens when the person gets stoned. Mishnah says, Bet ha-sekila haya gavoa shete komot. The spot where the person was stoned was a tall structure that was double the height of a regular person. Let's assume it was about 12 feet up. And the person who was being put to death stood on top of that structure. He was accompanied by the two witnesses who testified against him, and his hands are tied. Ehad min ha'edim dohafo al motnav nehpach al libo. One of the witnesses then pushes him from the back so that he falls off of the roof and lands on his chest. Once he lands, they flip him onto his back. If he was lying face down, it's more embarrassing than lying face up. Imet ba yatsa. If he dies from that fall, the Bet Din fulfilled their obligation of killing him. V'imlav hasheni notelet ha'evin v'notena alibo. If he does not die from the fall, then the other witness picks up a large heavy stone that was kept there for that purpose. It's so heavy that he can't lift it alone. The first witness has to help him bring it up. And then they would throw this stone. He throws it, the second witness alone. He throws it, and he throws it onto the chest of the person who's supposed to be killed. V'imet ba yatsa. If the person dies, then the court has fulfilled their obligation. V'imlav rigimato bechol Yisrael. If he does not die, then the rest of the people who are there, who are present at the execution, throw stones at the person until he dies. Shene emar, like the pasuk tells us, yad ha'idim tiye bo badishona, the hands of the witnesses are upon him first, lahamito, to kill him. V'yad kol ha'am ba'aharonan, if he doesn't die, then the hand of the rest of the nation continues and finishes the job and puts him to death. We have the witnesses start off because they're the people who know with certainty that the guilt is there, that the person did the crime. So the Torah gives them the responsibility of the execution. Kol haniskalin nitlin, divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Anybody who is stoned, after they die, they're hanged for a moment above. That's the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. V'hachamim omrim, eno nitle, ela hamegadef v'ha'oved abodazara, says the hachamim. No, only the person who curses Hashem and an idol worshiper, those are the only two people who are hanged up for people to see. Ha'ish tolino to panav klape ha'am, the man is hanged facing the people. V'ha'isha paneha klape ha'etz, and the woman is hanged facing the tree that she's being hanged from. It's very embarrassing for a woman. It's shameful for her to be hanged with her front facing the people. So they just save her that disgrace at least. And they put her face to the tree and her back to the people. And the man, it's not considered to be as embarrassing. So they have him face the people in order to leave a very deep impression on them. The point of the hanging here is to put fear into the hearts of the people, to make them scared to do averot. And therefore, this is a reminder to them. This is divrei Rabbi Eliezer, the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. V'hachamim omrim ha'ish nitle, ve'en ha'isha nitle. Say the hachamim, only a man is hanged, but a woman is not hanged at all. And this is still according to the opinion of hachamim, who said before that we're only talking about someone who curses Hashem and somebody who worships avodah zarah. Rabbi Eliezer then brings proof that a woman is hanged as well. Amar lehen Rabbi Eliezer, v'halo, Shimon ben Shetach, tala nashim be'ashkelon, says Rabbi Eliezer to the Hachamim, but we have a case where Shimon ben Shetach, he hanged women in the city of Ashkelon. These women were practicing magic, and that carries the punishment of sekila, of stoning, and when Shimon ben Shetach was the head of the Sanhedrin, he stoned these people, and then he hanged them. So we have a case. So how could you claim that women are not hanged as well? Amrullah, the rabbis answered, Biliezir, Shemonim Nashim Tala, Ve'en Danin Shenayim Beyom Ehad. That case, say the Hachamim, where Shimon ben Shetach, he actually hanged 80 women on the same day. And by that fact alone, we know that something's up, that this was a very rare, out-of-the-norm scenario, because the halakha is a Bet Din is not allowed to judge two cases of the death penalty even on the same on one day, in order so that they give each one of them the amount of time where they consider it and think it through and make sure that all the details are covered. They're not even allowed to cover two in one day. And here, Shimon ben Shetach had dealt with 80. So it must have been a out-of-the-norm case, and therefore that's why he had 80 in one day. And therefore as well, he also may have hanged ladies on that day, but you're not allowed to, you can't learn out from that case for other situations. Maybe that was a one-time scenario that he had to make a point. And that's what the Gemara does eventually say, that Shimon ben Shetach saw that witchcraft, magic, was becoming so problematic that he had to make a example of these ladies who were practicing witchcraft. So he didn't only hang these ladies, but he publicized the fact that they were being killed, and he hanged them in order to make sure that people don't repeat this type of behavior. Ketzad tolinoto, how do they hang the person? Mishake'in et hakora ba'aretz, they take a post and they drive it into the ground. V'ha'etz yotze mimena, and then there is a beam that comes out of it. So it's a horizontal beam attached to the post, so it extends outwards. One is, goes into the ground, then one comes out of that the other way. Umakif shetadav zo al gabezo vitole oto. Then the person who's running the execution, he takes the two hands of the body, he puts them together, one on top of the other, and he ties them together with a rope, and then he hangs them from a rope to the beam. So now the corpse, the body, is hanging from a rope by its hands. Rabbi Yosei disagrees. Rabbi Yosei Omer, HaKorah Mutal HaKotel, says Rabbi Yosei, the post isn't driven into the ground, but it's leaned against a wall, and there's a rope dangling from it. V'tole oto, and then the officer, the person running the execution, he hangs the body, k'derech she'atabahin osin, the way that the butchers do. He suspends the corpse from the one post that's there. He does not make it lie upon the post. The first opinion would say it's lying on the post. It's pretty much leaning against that horizontal or that vertical post. And Rabbi Yosei would say no. There's only one post that's leaning already, and that then the corpse is hanging from that diagonal post, and it's not lying upon it, similar to like an animal from in a butcher. Umatirino tomiya. They don't leave the corpse to hang there for a long time. After they hang it, they untie it quickly, they remove it, and then they bury it. If they left the body there hanging, it would be a chilul Hashem, a desecration of Hashem's name, like we'll explain. V'imlan, if they left the body over there overnight, over alav b'lo ta'aseh, they violated the Bet Din, a negative commandment. Like the Pasuk says, shene emar, lo tali nivlato al ha'etz, ki kavor tikberin. Like the Pasuk says, you're not allowed to leave the body overnight on the etz, hanging from the gallows, but you have to bury him on that same day. The reason being, ki kelelat Elohim talui, because a hanging person is a curse of Hashem. Why? Kelomar, in other words, when people see the hanging body, what are they going to say? Mipene maze talui, why is this body hanging over here? And then people are going to answer, mipene sheberach et Hashem, because this person, he cursed Hashem. In the name of Hashem is going to be desecrated by the fact that people are seeing this. The body here is hanging, reminds everybody that the person cursed Hashem, and that's a desecration of Hashem's name. So you have to untie and remove the body right away in order to avoid people talking about it. The Mishnah here is following the opinion that someone is only hanged for cursing Hashem, not for any other type of death penalty, seemingly, or Avodah Zarah as well, like we had that opinion earlier on, which was the opinion of Hachamim.